Richard?
Here.
Cheryl Moore, here. Cynthia Bodo?
Here.
Beverly Elias? And Cherie Morris will be joining us.
Here.
Thank you.
I would like to share the plan for this morning. I sent a memo to the candidates for the vacancies on the board. And I asked them.
Get closer.
Is that on?
No.
More?
More.
Try again. Still no.
Check, check.
All right, there you go.
I sent the candidates a little memo telling them how we would proceed for today. And after they are called up to introduce themselves, we will then let the board ask any questions of the candidates and ask the audience to field any questions they want the candidates to answer. Once we have that addressed, we will begin with filling seat number 7. I did this because it's the 1-year term. The other positions, 2, 4, and 6, are for 2-year terms, and so they would run through December 2022. Now, this is kind of a teachable moment, and so leaning on my background, I'll do a little teaching. Today is really a kind of an unusual situation. Normally, we may have a person who's a candidate to fill a vacancy. This sheet, usually there's a copy hanging on the bulletin board. And I like this arrangement because this tells me 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 are over here. 2, 4, 6, 8 are here. So 2, 4, 6, 8 were positions that should have been filled. And when I say that, it's been some time since there's been an actual election. The election takes place in Brevard County. So come this summer, since we had a high interest in the board, hopefully that may continue. This summer, 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 will all be asked if they're going to continue, and they fill out the forms, and if there are 2 people running for the position, there would be an actual election. Basically, since I've been around, the people who have signed up to be on one of these board spots is automatically elected. You hear from the clerk of court, not the clerk of election, and she says there is no candidate running against you, so you will be elected. You're not on the ballot. But that's really the place where you have an opportunity to spread your voice, to speak it loud and clear in the election process. How many have been through that and voted for? Okay. So we have a few, but as you see, the vast majority of people have not taken place or taken a vote and cast it. But this is a way to organize in your mind that 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 are in the odd year, and 2, 4, 6, 8 even. Okay? Now, I would like to on to item six, I would like to say that we received a phone call this morning, and Robert Burns has withdrawn his name at this point, so we have six candidates for four spots, okay? And if you were here last week, Bob was sitting about straight back from me. So if you saw him, you will know who he is. Okay, let's call the candidates forward, moving to number six on the agenda. And call them forward, and maybe you can just line yourself up over here to the right so that, our mic is here, I'm sorry. Well, you can still line up over there and come out to this mic to share whatever you want to share with the board and the residents. I don't know who was. For a minute, I thought we were in Washington. Okay, we'll call you up and line up over here, and then you'll probably want to take a seat so that you can listen while others are speaking. James Zellner. Robert Shortledge. Paul Goblick. Mark Bodo. Carol Summers. Terry Steimer. Okay. I'm looking at my watch because they told him about 2 minutes for their introduction. Bob, do you want to share?
Good morning. Can everybody hear me?
I don't think it's on.
Good morning.
That's better.
My name is Bob Shortledge. I live at 190 Holiday Park Boulevard. Is this where I share my relevant experience and everything?
Mm-hmm.
My relevant experience, I studied labor law at Temple University. I studied workers' compensation, American with Disabilities Act, the Family Medical Leave Act, at Penn State University.
Before we go on to candidate number two, board, do you have any questions of Bob? I have a question, Bob. My ignorance. What's BAE that you retired from?
British Aerospace Engineering. We built frontline battle tanks like the Bradley and rear like the 109s, the M88s, the Hercules. We were the only manufacturer in the United States that built frontline and rear line battle tanks for the Army and the Marines.
Was this Pennsylvania?
Yes, it's okay. North Pennsylvania, actually Spring Grove.
Any questions from board? Audience, do you have questions for Bob? If you do, bring yourself to the mic here so you can be heard.
I think you're a known entity, Bob. Don't take it personal. Paul, can you keep that microphone close to you? I'm having a hard time hearing.
I worked in building maintenance, auditing, writing for fire companies. Assistant fire chief for 4 years. I worked at a foundry, which I was a union rep for about 5 years.
How long have you been in Florida?
2006.
Have you been in this park that long, or were you in another location?
Here, approximately 1 year. November of last year.
Welcome to the park.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with the sunshine laws in Florida? I think you probably one of the main things you need to know with the sunshine laws here in Florida and as a board member, you're not allowed to talk to board members, basically is what it is. You're not allowed to talk about anything that might come in front of the board that might be voted on, which you feel like it kind of limits your social gatherings sometimes. You feel like you're on edge when you're with a trustee. Just so you know, it can't be done.
Just clarifying, I'm on
you're
yet?
Not on, Pete.
Here's up.
Talk louder. Yeah, you're on.
Okay. I just was clarifying. You can talk about things in front of the board, just not with other board members. Okay.
You have a resident in Florida.
Can I just I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Cherie, but when letters of applications go to the district office, my understanding was that our district office staff checks residency legalities to make sure that these people can be, that's not our job to do that. I know, I'm just saying.
I don't know if this has been done in the past, but it's what I've been doing. I have checked all of the assessment records. Every applicant is current with their assessments. Every applicant is a registered voter in the state of Florida, Brevard County. So far as I know, I have also gone by their homes, and so far they seem to be owners in good standing.
Thank you.
Any questions from the audience? Yes. Joanne, would you please come to the mic and let us know that you live on Berry Court?
Joanne Gay. Okay, my Joanne Gagan, 241 Berry Court.
Talk loud, Joanne.
I think earlier, maybe you could put the volume up on all of these because that's what everyone's having a problem with. Yeah, remember, we're senior citizens. I don't think there's a person here without a hearing aid. Mr. Gottlieb, I know you've only been here a year. And during the past year, which has been very unusual, we, as the board, rather, has had to have Zoom meetings. Were you able to Zoom in on any of them?
Yes.
Good. Did you ever come to any personal meetings? I don't even know.
We
had that. Okay. Can you name one thing that you think the board has done in the past year that you're in favor of and one thing that you're not in favor of?
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
We had talked briefly about different things that you were interested in doing in the park. One of them you mentioned was working with FPL, and another was working with getting some kind of solar system or working with getting some cost-effective things done. Can you please explain that?
Air conditioning, cost
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. Paul, have you gone back and read any of the old minutes, even the last 6 months or so? Why not? If you want to be involved in the park, you need to know what's going on in the park.
Mr. Goblick, can I ask you why you did not write your own letter of intent?
He did.
That's not his handwriting. Did you write up your own letter of intent to apply for the board?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
Mark?
Not very well.
I grew up in Monmouth, Wisconsin. I'm a lifelong Green Bay Packers fan.
Can you be more specific about the statements that the board doesn't listen to the park residents? And
I'll give you an example of last week. The applicants came in, they were here. I was under the impression that we were going to be able to get up and speak. It seemed like the board had no idea of what they were supposed to do or what procedures they were supposed to follow. The residents wanted to hear from the people that were here. And it was decided, you know, that we would have another special meeting so that the applicants could speak to the residents and hear them speak. I don't think any applicant would mind getting up and speaking to the residents at that time and then coming back again to speak to the residents again. That's the motion.
That was a confusing meeting. You're absolutely right. I had mixed feelings about, because some applicants did show up and some did not. And I think that Jack thought, and through discussion here, in fairness to all applicants, instead of doing it piecemeal, then it would be done all in one layer, as opposed to having a couple applicants actually speak twice. And you know, there can be a benefit to that too. So if we were going to have another meeting for the other applicants anyways, but I can see where that was frustrating. We were all frustrated after that meeting, I believe. I mean, it was very confusing, and it's something that we could have handled a little better. I agree. And then again today. Well, that was a spur-of-the-moment decision, and that was something that was done for that moment and for today. The long-term decisions that are made, I hope that the trustee board listens to residents and makes decisions based on what residents have wanted. I have not had anyone come to me and say, your board doesn't listen to anything we say. That's me personally. So. I understand that. Sorry you feel that way. I hope we don't carry that over into other decisions that affect the park. And because we have to listen to everybody, and there's hundreds of people and probably 200 different ideas about how something can get done. So I agree with what that.
Any other comments?
I have a question.
Yes.
What personal character traits do you feel would be beneficial to this board? Can you hear it? Okay. What personal character traits do you possess that could be beneficial to our board?
What personal characteristic traits do you think would be beneficial to the board?
Okay.
I'd like to say, just so people know, Mark Bodo is the husband of Cynthia Bodo, who's already on the trustee board, and that the sunshine laws do not prevent a husband and wife being on the same board. Just to clarify, you may not like it, but it's okay legally, just so you know. We got someone back.
Way back.
Bob Shear, 382 Holiday Park. Can you hear me?
Not okay. Very well.
Just a couple, 3 points here. Mark, I would agree with, first of all, I think you're an excellent candidate. You're a great person in the park. So I want you to know that part. But I've seen a lot of times we have to be very careful when we take a vote within the park of the residents here, because it's very easy for someone to get 20 people to come and vote for something and they don't know it. So it becomes a stacked vote. So you have to be very careful with that situation. I think what you did today was great, the way you're handling this. I have a question. Mark, you got up in December and said you were going to serve on the HPPOA committee. What are you doing about that? What are you going to do about that? You kind of came in and made a commitment already. I think my final point is this. I do believe that a husband and wife is legally allowed to serve on this board, but I don't think anyone could really say they could go home every day after a meeting and not discuss what happened. I mean, I don't care who you are. I mean, things would frustrate me too much, and the fact that, you know, coming in, we're almost kidding ourselves if we think Mark and Cindy will not discuss something in their own home in confidence. I don't think anyone could vote that way. Sorry.
Husband and wife can discuss anything except any subject that is foreseeably going to come up for a vote. So there is a big difference.
So, and when you go home, you can't, if it's not been resolved, there's just no way, Cindy, come on, that you're not going to discuss something.
That's your opinion.
Unless you're totally living in two houses and never speak to each other.
You're entitled to your opinion.
There was another hand. Has that been resolved? Okay.
Joe Little, 1031 Vista Court. And Mark, can you explain to us how you and Cindy are going to do this non-communication? I'd just like you to expand on that a little bit.
Sorry,
if you happen to slip up, would you admit it? Tell the board.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll say a statement like Bob. It is allowable. The Sunshine Law allows it. The Sunshine Law allows a lot, okay? The Sunshine Law allows the board to have 20% of the people in this park to be under 55, okay? You don't allow that, okay? And that's okay. And you cannot, and you don't need to allow this, okay? Even though the Sunshine Law allows for it, you don't need to allow this, okay? One more question, Mark, and I like you. I consider you a friend. Were you recruited for this position?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Sharon Schmidt, 1055 Sunflower Lane. This question is for the panel. Now, if Cindy and her husband did discuss something that was supposed to be voted on and they fessed up to it at a meeting, what happens then? They can't, obviously then they would not be able to vote on whatever it is that's on the board or on the table. So what does that do with the majority? Thank you.
I don't.
Good question. I don't have an answer, but somebody probably does. Joanne?
I don't have an answer for that, but I'll make a couple of statements. While the Sunshine Law doesn't forbid it, I personally think it's going to be difficult for them to adhere to it. How would we know if they did or not? We don't. We'd have to leave it up to their own integrity. And you don't know about that either. I mean, I think they're both ethical, but it's going to be very difficult. But while the Sunshine Law approves it, it's something that the board might want to consider making a discussion and putting it in your bylaws. There's nothing saying that you can't do that. And that would end this discussion quickly. But that's something for you to think about and perhaps maybe want to change or add to your bylaws. That can be done. Your bylaws can be changed by any board of trustees. Only the deed restrictions need a vote by the residents of the park.
Okay. Let's move on. Carol?
Culture
Any questions from the board, first of all?
How long have you lived in the park, Carol?
I've lived in the park for 3 years.
Carol, have you attended any meetings or joined in on the Zoom meetings?
Audience, you have questions for Carol. Joe?
Joe Little, 1031 Vista Court. Carol, have you been recruited to go to be on the board? Thank you.
Joe, before you sit down, can I just ask you to clarify recruitment? I'm confused about that because I was asked by a board member to consider being on the board. Is that considered recruitment?
You can interpret it as you want. Someone, I can't remember who asked the first gentleman here, Paul, about recruiting. Who asked that question?
I don't remember. Somebody
on the board asked that question?
Yeah, that's it.
Who asked Paul Goblick if he was recruited?
Read the minutes.
I don't put those in the minutes.
I don't remember.
Nobody's fessing up. Come on. Can't you remember?
You
I know
listen
we're old
to
people,
the audio.
But we have better memories than that.
Yeah. Well, I know. It's the third time it's been asked. That's why I want it clarified.
Okay. For me, recruitment is kind of like, were they kind of asked with the intent of
loading the board?
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other questions? Thank you, Carol. Terry Steimer.
There you go.
I've lived here with my wife going on 4 years. So, I'm running for seat 7. I was installed as a board member on November 5th, 2019. I became chairman of the board shortly there. It was a very difficult time because I wasn't used to sunshine at all. I definitely didn't like it. So I had to get used to it. And I had to get used to operating as a chairman of the board and running a meeting. The first 3 meetings that I ran went straight to hell. The fourth meeting, I was taking clear up a little bit and I was headed in the right direction. I thought.
Put it closer, Terry.
Sorry?
Put the microphone closer.
The government issued public health emergency March 1st, 2020. Brevard County issued a directive to develop a local health plan. I have never written a health plan.
one more minute.
So, we'll get down to the fact. The governor issued a quarantine statewide April 1st. We had already issued a quarantine a week before the governor. Our people were in the room, questions answered.
And I was proud of you, no doubt about
you. You were in there, taking care of us a week. There were some items that I wanted to concentrate on if I did become a board member. That was getting this thing to streets, repair and refurbish sidewalks, do the striping, continue to work with the tech committee crew, and remove these nine condemned mobile homes.
Any questions from the board?
I have a question. In reading your letter of intent, it appears as though you are only interested in filling the position of Joanne. Is that correct?
Other questions from the board? Audience?
Terry, do you feel you're a bit more comfortable with the sunshine laws and following those now than when you first got yourself on the board? Because I think sometimes and you're still wanting to come back.
Joanne?
Yes.
Terry, when you resigned from the board, without stating the reasons, can you say right now that all of those reasons stated in your letter of resignation have been resolved?
Yes, Becky? Since we have several wanting to speak, why don't you come up here right away so we can move this along?
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. Terry, what makes you think the stress level is going to be any less now than what it was before? The stress level of being on the trustees ain't a lot of fun.
Well, you're telling me, right? But I'm telling you that one of the lessons that I have learned is to go slow and take it easy.
Go slow and take deal with, honest, and stress level is not going to be good for your cancer.
Thank you, Kevin.
Bob Shear, 382 Holiday Park. This is not a question, this is a statement. Terry, even though he got off the board, Terry, even though he got off of the board, has not stopped working for the park. This board assigned him onto the committee to work on the front gate and some Everett projects, and he has worked diligently on that project. I can tell you that from my own personal experience. So don't think that he said, I'm off the board and I'm walking away from this park. He has continued to work for it, and I praise him for that.
Joe Little, 1031 Vista. Terry, I remember you being on the board, and I just want to ask you now, and it's sort of for all these people here that want to be on the board, are you willing to make a commitment to stay on the board versus some kind of serious health problems or something? Because in my experience in the last 5 years I've been here, I see a lot of, well, I'm on the board, I'm off the board, I don't like what happened, I'm quitting, I'm resigning, and I call it yo-yoing, okay? And we don't need people like that. We need somebody to commit to the board, stay on the board for your 2 years, serve it out if you can, barring something major happening.
I think the important thing to me was why I would run for seat 7 last until December. This will give me an opportunity to still continue working for all these projects. I don't know. But it's kind of a safety.
Okay.
I'd like to say something about Terry. Terry and I and Bob Shearer have been working together. It's not going any? Again, okay. I am closer.
No, you're not close enough. Bob.
Really?
Be right up to the microphone like this. Okay. That's what you need.
Myself, I'm Bev Elias, and I have been working with Terry and Bob Shearer on this project about the gate, and we've been working on it for quite some time to get the right ideas up there to do and make it safe for everybody. I've seen Terry up there sometimes painting some of the work that needs to be done at that, at the guard shack, all by himself on a hot, hot day, and I would give him heck after I had seen him. So he is a man that's always doing jobs around here that nobody even sees.
Okay. And now, James Zellner.
Hi, good morning. My name is James Zellner. I live at 1160 Lindsay Court. My parents resided here for over 30 years. I've been residing here full time for the last 10 years. Right now, kind of overwhelmed because I live across the whole process of the campaign.
Any questions from board members?
James, have you attended board meetings in the past, either in person or on Zoom? No. Okay. So you haven't witnessed how the board actually does business in front of the... Well, you say you think the park runs smoothly for the most part. I'm just saying, it doesn't always run smooth. And I'm glad that you've got that experience, because that means somebody's doing the right job for you and hopefully the rest of the community. But I'm just saying, it's not an easy task here. And we do listen to the residents. Yeah. I totally understand.
I mean, my father did participate in the board, and I remember listening to him and the problems that he encountered. And I know it's not always easy, not easy to get two people together, much less this many people. So
right.
I'm here to learn.
Thank you.
Other questions from the board?
I would just go ahead.
My name is Rick Brooks, and I live at, I got two places.
He just moved.
1115 Virginia Court. Jimmy, you going to be on time? Is this one of your seven items that we've talked about?
Well, that's a really pointed question, but to lay it off on somebody else, I was just not there. I was aware that it was the 25th was the next meeting. The first meeting was recently, I think it might have been the 10th, and I was told I didn't have to attend that, so, you know. Am I on time? Just get my record from the post office and the Joan Peace Life Project to see how I'm on time.
I'll call you, Jim.
Thanks, Rick. I thought you were going to have a plus one today, but...
Other questions? Joe?
Joe Little, 1031 Vista Court. Jim, I like the fact that it's in your family, okay, being on the board and providing service to the park, and I suspect that you will probably go along those same lines, and if elected, I think you would make a great trustee. Along those lines, do you have any knowledge or an experience in, or just basically knowledge of the Florida Sunshine Law, and if you don't, are you willing to read the law and get up on that? Okay, thank you.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. Jim, how long have you lived in the park?
10 years.
Full-time, over 10 years.
Why all of a sudden are you deciding to get on the board? Did somebody recruit you to get on the board, or are you, why all of a sudden?
No.
May I say something, Jack? Oh.
Bruce? Then you can.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. This isn't for you, James. I want to compliment all of you people for stepping up to run for the Board of Trustees. Believe me, it is a thankless job. Whatever has been said here and why we keep having this question about recruiting people, Over the last 20 plus years, I probably have recruited 20 or 30 people for the board because people ask people to serve on the board. That's a common thing. And there's nothing wrong with it. And I want to compliment you people for wanting to stand up.
I agree, Bruce.
We had one more question or comment?
Can I?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. Because recruitment, that's why I asked Joe, what does recruitment mean? Because basically I was recruited. Jack, I blame him for this, but anyways. So.
I got wide shoulders.
I just would like to say that I feel anybody who wants to be on the Board of Trustees, to me, would be that you want to do good for the community, period. I've heard talk out there about, and all of you gave your background and where you came from and blah, 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 which is nice. I did the same thing. I was a secretary for 35 years, whatever. But your professional or board experience isn't necessarily what we need here. We need people who love the community, want to do good. Granted, we have these freaking sunshine laws we have to follow. Makes things a little difficult here at the on the board, but it's something that we can get through. But I feel that as long as you consider yourself a team player and can get along and communicate with not only the trustees, but the members, the residents in the park, that's what we need here. We need positive vibes in order to get things done. And I appreciate all of you guys being here. And when it comes down to it, it's 9 people on the board who end up making the decisions for the park. If you're out there and you don't like the decisions, step up, because that's what these people have done. And we appreciate you. Thank you. And I understand this is the first time in like forever that you've got more, that you don't appoint somebody in the middle of the year, like me, or that you have more people running than you have seats. And you might look at that in a negative way and think everybody's upset and going to make changes. I don't view it that way. I view it as people want good for the community, and I hope that that's true. Thank you.
One more comment?
Joe, 1031 Vista Court, Joe Little. I'll say it backwards. Just in reference to the recruiting question, that is not a question that I would normally ask. The only reason I asked it is because it was asked of Paul initially, and I'm not sure what the intent of asking that question was by whomever asked it, but the record will show, the recording will show who asked that question.
Yes.
So that was my only intent. If it was a question being asked out of malice or whatever, I wanted the other people to have the same opportunity to answer that question.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say something, please. Bev Elias, Jim, I met in the pool, I guess maybe 3 years ago, Jim, something like that. And we became close friends, always talking about everything. So when I joined the board, he asked me, he says, do you really like doing that? And I says, yes, I do. I get satisfaction out of helping other people and correcting things here in the park if I can. And he says, well, gee, maybe I should do something like that. This was just a couple months back. So I talked to him and I said, well, give it a chance. I says, you've been here and you understand a lot of things that are the rules and aren't the rules. And that's why I'd like to see him on the board.
Okay, I think we're ready to move on to item 7, which is motion to nominate applicants to serve the various seats. And according to the little addenda that I had sent out to these people, I said we would, it's a little different than what's on the agenda, but we would start by filling seat 7, since this is just a 1-year position. And the agenda shows that Terry Steimer would like to be a candidate here, as well as any other nominations.
I would make a motion that we put Terry Steimer on nominations for seat 7.
I second it.
All right, moved and seconded. Any other nominations for seat 7?
Is that for vice chair?
Pardon me?
Is that for vice chair?
Yes.
No,
no,
that's
trustee.
Just a
seat.
It was for vice
okay.
chair.
No.
It's just a trustee position right now. Yeah.
We're basically.
First of all, we have to select 4 people to fill out these tables, and then we'll do the next step of filling the vacancies.
Yeah.
Okay? Just so we're all on the same page.
Good question, though, Cindy.
Just a clarification here. Nominations don't need seconds, right? Because we don't vote on them. You can't have a motion on the floor where you could another motion, so nominations are basically people that want to be nominated. So if somebody nominates somebody, once they're done, we ask for nominations to cease, and then we vote on the people. Everybody gets one vote on the nominate they want. That's the way we voted on nominations before.
So at this point, we would declare the nominations for seat 7 are closed. Let's take a vote. Trustees, all in favor of approving Terry for seat 7, raise your right hand. Thank you.
Just another quick clarification. If there's only one, do we have to ask for a vote? Because everybody's got a vote. Can we just say, seeing there's no other nominations, we seat him? I don't know. Do you want to vote on him even if there's only one?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say show the vote was 5-0.
Okay.
But Keith is saying we don't have to vote.
I'm saying if there's only one nomination, I thought we couldn't abstain from voting, so we do vote.
It should be verbal.
Okay, we'll vote. Because it's because we're putting people on the board, too, yeah.
We did vote.
Okay. We're all good. Thank you. Okay. Next would be for seat 2. Nominations for that position. Board.
I would nominate James Zellner for seat 2.
Other nominations?
I move nomination cease.
All right. Board, cast your vote. All in favor of James Zellner, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did we get? Opposed? Okay.
So the vote shows 5-0?
Yes. District 4. And this was the seat, as the agenda shows, this was the seat that Bob Shortledge had filled and requests that he be considered for that one.
I nominate Bob Shortledge.
Bob Shortledge.
I nominate Paul Goblick.
I also nominate Paul.
No, just that. Yeah, I thought you had somebody different.
Somebody different. Oh, okay.
Okay. I couldn't hear her. I don't know why.
It's okay.
She also nominated.
Oh. Okay, I have Bob as candidate and Paul Goblick. Board, I'll call for your answer. All in favor of Bob Shortledge, say aye.
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 All in favor of Paul Goblick, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 3-2. Is that what you have, Madam
yep.
Secretary?
Yes, okay. I do.
District 6. Nominations are open from the board.
I nominate Bob Shortledge.
I nominate Carol Summers.
Carol? Any other nominations? Okay. Nominations are closed. All in favor of Bob Shortledge, say aye.
Aye.
Carol Summers?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we have James in District 2, Paul in District 4, and Carol in District 6, and Terry in District 7. Okay. Now, Madam Secretary, would you read the oath of office for these four newly appointed trustees? And trustees, why don't you come up to this mic here and answer the questions, or not answer the questions, repeat after me.
Okay, we're gonna do this, all four of you at one time will repeat after me, so just keep your distance from each other, please. And this is the oath of office from the state of Florida, County of Brevard, and I'll try to keep them short and sweet because it gets confusing. I do solemnly swear that I will,
I do solemnly swear that I will,
support, protect, and defend,
support, protect, and defend,
the Constitution and government of the United States,
the Constitution and government of the United States,
and of the state of Florida,
and of the state of Florida,
that I am duly qualified to hold office, under the Constitution of the state,
under the Constitution of the state,
and that I will well and faithfully,
and that I will well and faithfully,
perform the duties,
perform the duties,
of trustee of the Board of Trustees,
of trustee of the Board of Trustees,
of the Port Malabar Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreation District,
Mobile Home Park Recreation District,
on which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
Of which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Now, trustees, take a seat at the table and get plugged in, and we will conclude our business with nominations for four vacant officers on the Board of Trustees. First Vice Chairman, Second Vice Chairman, Assistant Treasurer, and Assistant Secretary. Okay? Nominations for First Vice Chairman are open.
nominate Terry Steimer, if you'll accept.
Terry, do you accept the nomination? Respectfully decline, getting into the stress slowly. Good move.
I nominate Carol for trustee.
Who?
Carol for, what did you say, treasurer, right?
No, we're nominating.
No. The first vice chairman we're electing.
I nominate Carol for first vice, for first. Vice chair. Okay, it's a lot.
Do you accept, Carol?
I would accept that nomination.
Okay.
I nominate.
Any other nominations?
I nominate Paul.
We'll accept.
Any other nominations? Carol and Paul so far. Move the nominations be closed. We'll do a voice vote. Voting for Carol Summers, say aye.
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 And what did you get? Four?
I didn't hear it. Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. Four.
Jack, I think you got a raise.
Raise your hand.
In addition to?
Yeah. And opposed?
Can we just vote for the other one? Can we just vote for Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. I vote for Paul.
So Bev, Carol is elected 4-1. Second vice chairman. Nominate James. You said accept? Okay.
Yeah.
Who nominated?
No, he said James.
Oh, I'm sorry. These masks make it fun to try to conduct. Sometimes I can't even tell who's talking with the masks over their face. Okay, any other nominations for second vice chairman? Okay, all in favor of James for second vice chairman, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
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 Excuse me, these new members are on the board. They should be voting too. And they can make nominations also.
So should we backtrack there?
Of course.
Okay, let's back up.
Good thinking, Matthew.
We'll go back to first vice chairman. All in favor of Carol Summers, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, or let's say voting for Paul.
Yeah, there you go.
Aye. You can vote for yourself too.
Somebody did. Oh.
Two.
Well, Paul, you can vote for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You vote for your.
James.
Yeah, everybody votes.
So I count the votes as 6 for Carol and 3 for Paul.
Okay. Now for James. All in favor of James, raise your right hand and say aye.
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 So if my math is good, that should be 9-0.
I didn't did you vote? Okay. Thank you. I have a count of nine.
Nominations for the assistant treasurer.
I nominate Bev.
She said.
Did you accept the nomination?
She accept?
Yes.
I nominate Cynthia Bodo.
Cindy, you accept?
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. Any others? Okay, call the vote. All in favor of Bev, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
And what did you get for a count?
Five.
Six.
Six? I'm sorry.
Everybody again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see
Jack, do you vote?
I'm voting. I didn't vote yet, but I was voting for voting for Cindy. For Cindy?
Aye.
Raise your hand. Say aye. Assistant Secretary. Nominations are open.
I nominate Cynthia Bodo.
You can do this.
Are you up for that?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other nominations? All right, call the vote. All in favor of Cindy, say aye and raise your right hand. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Did you get nine?
Nine.
Okay. It appears that the business of the park is completed for today. Before we go, I wanted to say that so many people do things without a lot of fanfare. Some things that I just noticed and think people should probably be recognized and maybe a round of applause, but I know there are others besides Mary who did decorations, but I think that's a terrific job. And there was a little burp along the way, and more stuff got put out, but we're pleased to see people standing tall when there are jobs. I don't know if Karen's got any people who have volunteered to meet with her in November, but she's looking at the next year round of decorations, so that's far-reaching, and we appreciate that. So some things we heard today of people that are doing jobs and because there's a need. And there's a hand up here that took a lot of grief for bumps and humps in the road, but thank Bob for putting that in. I think, I don't know, did I see Annette here before or not?
She was.
Oh, I was wondering if things have slowed down. I thought we'd get a first-hand report. What's that? It's better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bob.
Bob Shortledge, 190 Holiday Park Boulevard. I am not doing this because I lost the election or nothing. I was going to do this no matter whether I lost or not. Mr. Keith Richter was voted in at the last meeting as treasurer. Mr. Keith Richter is not available or able to be treasurer. The reason why? He was treasurer for 2 years, consecutive years. Our bylaws state if you held a position for 2 years and then were voted in for the third year, it had to be unanimous. There was one person that voted against it. It's against the bylaws for this man to be treasurer.
Thank you, Bob, for bringing that to our attention, and we need to definitely check into that. It may be something that needs to be changed.
It is true. It's in our bylaws. I have it with me.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
You didn't hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. It is in our bylaws that anyone running for a consecutive third term that is nominated cannot maintain that position because it wasn't a unanimous vote. The only way he can remain in that position if there was no one else that volunteered to step into treasury position.
Do we know what happened at that meeting? I'd have to go back and look at the minutes or listen
to
the audio.
No, I was the only one nominated. It's just we had for and against. But I mean, if you want to take a vote next time or do it again, that's fine. But yeah, if nobody runs against him, that's why I say, usually when you do a vote like that, you don't vote for or against, you just vote for the nominees. And because if you have more than one, you're running. The rule says that if you run over two, and if there's a third person is nominated, the one that can't be there, but if nobody runs against him, then it's, but I mean, look it up.
Did we have someone running against Keith as treasurer?
No, but I mean, it was, last week's meeting was not right. I personally feel it should not have been held. We did not have a full board. I just feel we have to at least offer the opportunity to some of the new board members if they are interested in running for treasurer. If you're interested, raise your hand.
Wait a minute. That goes to the I think that the last meeting, I'll talk to the attorney.
Yeah.
I think we should think legal counsel. You know what? I was just wondering about that same thing. I mean, we've kind of rushed into this as far as titles. I don't know, not seats, but what do you call them? Positions. And
yes,
this is the only time we're allowed to talk about it is when we're sitting here in front of you guys, just so you know. So no one's ever brought that up before. Is it something we should discuss and we all just throw it back out there and start fresh again?
I don't know. I'm just saying the only way he can remain in his seat is if there is no one else that's interested in running for treasury position. If that were the case, then we would have to vote. I'm just saying that by law, by our bylaws, we have to open this up to all the Board of Trustee members to see if they would like that position or not. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
In all fairness, we can't have three board members vote in, nominate, and hold your office, and then the next week you're voting on a few more board members to come on, but then not allow them the opportunity to be nominated for all of the seats.
Right, and that's what I said last week. I feel more comfortable if nine of us are on the board when we're doing this, so we're doing it now, but I see what you mean about the three already on.
Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. We had some unprecedented problems over the past month getting board members and so on. We had five board members, one person was nominated. It went through. I'm sorry if it wasn't unanimous. We have a situation that we've never had before. But you don't reorganize the board once they're appointed. We went through that a few years ago, right, Keith? When people got on the board and reorganized the board in the middle of the year, which was 100% wrong. We had five board members, a person was nominated, no one else was nominated, he's automatically treasurer, period.
If no one else wants to volunteer for the position, then by law, Keith will remain treasurer. This is what I said. But also understand that in the bylaws, it says if you're going to run for a third consecutive term, you have to have a unanimous vote. He did not have a unanimous vote because I'm the only one that voted no. Well, just don't continue to argue. That's all. If no one else wants to volunteer for the position, Keith will maintain his treasury position. It's all good.
Just to be sure we're on the right track, Cherie will be calling Carl Bone and get his reading on it, okay? All right. I'm ready for adjournment. Do I hear it?
Thank you.
I make the motion that we adjourn at 12:40.
I second.
Moved and second. Meeting adjourned.